This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukrainian fighters are putting up fierce resistance, but Russian tanks and armored vehicles are advancing on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. They're only a few miles from the heart of the city now. In Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, Russia is shelling civilian targets. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
One after the other, explosions burst through a residential area of the city. In one video verified by the AP, a man pleads with a woman to leave and another woman cries. Determined for life to go on despite the shelling, hospital workers transferred a Kharkiv maternity ward to a bomb shelter amid makeshift electrical sockets and mattresses piled up against the walls. Pregnant women paced the crowded space, accompanied by the cries of dozens of newborns. The Russian military has denied targeting residential areas, despite abundant evidence documented by AP reporters around Ukraine of shelling of homes, schools and hospitals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the middle of all of this, tonight here at home, President Biden will report on the State of the Union. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It will be the president's first State of the Union speech.
The facts support the president if he will indeed say what all presidents want to be able to say, and that is the state of our union is strong. It is strong.
University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry points to strong employment, among other things. But Americans are worried about inflation and the virus pandemic. And while the president will have to address the war, she says the president has to explain how a distant war will affect people here. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Major League Baseball is extending its labor deal deadline to 5 p.m. this evening, Tuesday, for saving opening day and the season. This is AP News. The AP's Mike Gracia with word of a tragedy in Sacramento.
A man who shot his three kids at church had a restraining order against him. Authorities in Sacramento, California say a man shot and killed his three children, one other person, and himself Monday at a church. An official said the man, who was not identified, was estranged from the mother of the children, and the woman had a restraining order against him. Deputies responded to reports of gunfire around 5 p.m. Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones said investigators believe the shooting took place during a supervised visit for the man with the children. The fourth victim was the chaperone. I'm Mike Gracia.
Omicron is fading away, and so are Americans' worries about COVID. A new AP poll finds that just 24% of Americans say they are extremely or very worried about themselves or a family member getting COVID. That's down from 36% in both December and January. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.